Yeah, that was the difference here. They do have a Wendy's there, and we don't have a Wendy's in Watertown, so I thought of it, but then I seen what they had sit down, and it was about, afternoon time. A lot of locals looked like were sitting down at this restaurant inside the truck stop. So I sat down and had a delicious meal. I was looking at the menu, and one of the sides that comes with what I had was fries with Parmesan
Parmesan?
cheese on them. Well, I don't know what it was. Maybe I don't look at the word Parmesan. It, so this dinger did not ring a bell as to that being the type of cheese. So I said to the waitress, "What's this Parmesan cheese?" She said, "Oh, you mean Parmesan?" I'm like, "Is that how you say that?" Well, anyhow. She got a really good chuckle out of it, thinking I had just been walking around saying ever. So, and I got to laughing at her. Anyhow, that was kind of funny. So here's Frida Bean. What do you got to say, Frida?
Something about kindergarten, I don't remember. Frida, it's been a long time since I have seen you, young lady, and you have grown up on me. You were just a tiny baby the last time I saw you.
Okay, go ahead, talk.
I was. I don't even remember it. I was too small.
You were just laying on the ground, flapping your arms. That's all you did. Yeah. There she goes. They just got out of the sauna. So we're all clean and fresh over here. Boy, it was cold. I'll tell you what, Gary. I think it got up to a high of 6 today. And I just put on normal jeans and the things that I wore out and got holes in them. There's all these fashion designer jeans, you know? That people just desire. I should really sell them, make big bucks. But so if anyone wants some fast designer jeans, I need new ones. So just send me your money. If you find my address on QRZ, I'll send you my jeans. I won't even wash them. So
Not even bad.
no, I don't even wash them. They probably fall apart. But yeah, it was chilly. I had the wrong set of clothes on. I had to dig and do some digging around outside. Once again, I was thankful it was sunny and not much of a breeze. So I'm looking forward to some warmer weather. They say it's coming, like all the way up to nearly freezing or thawing, whatever way you want to say it there, Gary. Over.
Excuse me. Well, Steve, I tell you, I imagine that was a little bit of a shock going from the weather we were having here to 6 degrees this morning. Goodness gracious. That's not warm at all. That is cold. It's still 46 degrees here here at the house, and so it's not too shabby. I won't complain about it. It's nowhere near 6, so I'm happy. But according to the forecast, we're supposed to get some snow tomorrow. They don't expect any accumulations, especially on the roads and things, because everything's so warm. But if it snows, it won't stay around long. It'll be here. Watch it come down and watch it go away.
Best thing down there. Well, that was the high for today, Gary. 6. Right now, it's 6 below.
We got 6 below? That's
Yeah,
cold.
6 below right now. So what are we at 54 degrees cooler than you? So I'm looking forward to next Tuesday, as I told you when I was down there Sunday. Ta-da! On the plane heading for the Caribbean. I won't be complaining. I got nice and thawed out when I was down there. I'm all bound up and kinky again. That didn't sound good. But anyhow, not much going on here, Gary. Van drove good. I sure like it. Works well. And I got to make some shelves and put them in tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be too excited about getting going on that. I'm going to have to do it outside. We'll see. I might get a late start, you might say. Not much else I can think of to say. Good to hear Dan chatting there. So I just turn it back to you there, Gary. KF4DOS, KB0KBJ.
Came in and talked with us a little bit tonight. Glad you got home safely. Glad you enjoyed the van. And I'm with you. If it's 6 below right now and 6 degrees for a high today, it's not going to be real warm to work outside tomorrow, I wouldn't think. Well, you'll get those shelves in that van eventually. And I'm sure you're looking, you and Megan both are looking forward to heading this way next week. Go down there to Texas and go from there. But I hope y'all have a very safe trip and a wonderful experience. I'm sure you will. And tell Miss Megan and Frida and the rest of the children we said hello. And good talking with Miss Frida tonight. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to go in there and tell Joyce you missed a treat. Good seeing you. Glad you came by. Sorry we didn't get to watch the race, but it was a wild finish Monday evening. We watched it on Monday. I thought about you while you were driving, and I told Joy, I said, well, I don't know if he'll get to watch it or not, but maybe if you got to the hotel in time, you got to see part of it or maybe a recap or something. Anyway, Steve, y'all be careful. Have a safe journey, and we will talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. Again, tell Megan and the rest of the family we said hi. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like say good evening, KN4SMK, Mr. Doug, down there in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. One for comments. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Appreciate each and every one of you that came in tonight. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net tomorrow night. Come back and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. W4NYK, are you ready for a net report? W4NYK, please copy my net report number, my routine number 8, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February 19th, 2020. I had 52 check-ins and 4 pieces of traffic. I'll copy over. Appreciate each and every one of you. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all of you that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.